Well, did you know that there's power in the blood? We sing that song, but do we believe it? Do we believe it? Well, I'm going to talk about the power in the blood, both physically and spiritually. The blood gives us life. This was declared to Moses by God in Leviticus 17:11. That verse says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." So we see from this verse that without blood, there can be no life, physically or spiritually, no life. In the human body, there's three types of cells, different types of cells, three cells in the bloodstream, and they're all necessary for life. This trinity of cells has a spiritual meaning for us. If we're lacking any one of these three, or have an inadequate supply of any of these, then we can't live. We will die. Likewise, spiritually, we need the fullness of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to have life, our eternal life in Christ. We need the fullness of the Trinity. Okay, just like we need it in the physical. So I'm going to discuss each one of these three blood cell types and their functions in the physical body to illustrate the power that the blood of Jesus has for us. It's blowing everything away. So when you go to the doctor, if you're going to have surgery or if you're ill, the doctor will usually do something called a CBC, or a complete blood count. And that's a test that measures the quantity of each of these three cell types to see if they're in the proper range for your health or for that surgery. So the first one I'm going to talk about is the red blood cells, or the RBCs. And they're important because they carry oxygen. We all need oxygen, so take a deep breath. Hopefully nobody stops breathing during the sermon. These red blood cells are necessary because they pick up the oxygen from our lungs, and then they transport the oxygen to all the other cells in the body. Now, oxygen is necessary for cellular metabolism. In other words, for that cell to even function, oxygen is necessary. So when the oxygen is used up by that cell, it develops what's called an oxygen debt. A debt. And that debt must be paid or the cell will die. Now, what does it mean to us spiritually? Spiritually, that means that the blood of Jesus paid the debt of sin that we owed and purchased our salvation. This demonstrates the purchasing power of the blood. The purchasing power. This purchasing power of the blood of Jesus is declared by Peter in 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. And that verse says, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Okay, another important function of the red blood cell is that after it releases the oxygen to the cell, it has to pick up the carbon dioxide. And that carbon dioxide is a waste product of our metabolism, and it must be removed from the body in order for life to continue. You got to take out the trash. So the red blood cell then picks up the carbon dioxide, carries it back to the lungs, that every time you exhale, every time you let out a breath, you breathe in and take in the oxygen, you exhale to let off the carbon dioxide. That is the cleansing power of the blood in the physical body. So the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, it's declared to us in 1 John 1:7. You probably know this verse, which says, "The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Okay, we see another example of the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus in Isaiah 1:18. That verse says, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Wouldn't you like to have a laundry detergent that did that? We have something better. Praise God. We have the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all sin. A third example of the cleansing power of the blood is found in Hebrews 9:14. That verse says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge or cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" We need to be cleansed from those dead works. We need living works. We need to be cleansed. There is nothing, this cleansing power of the blood is so important because there's nothing in our lives, nothing that we ever done in the past, nothing that has ever happened to us. There's no depth to which we can go which the blood of Jesus Christ cannot cleanse us from. All of our sin is cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Isn't it miraculous to know that the blood that's flowing in your body right now cleanses us right now, every time you take a breath, in and out, it's cleansing you and giving you life. But oh, how much greater a miracle it is to know that that crimson stream of the blood of Jesus Christ that's flowing in you spiritually cleanses us from all sin. Cleanses us. That's the cleansing power. It cleanses our soul. It paid our sin debt, and it cleansed our soul. Okay, this brings us to the white blood cells, or WBCs. These cells, WBCs, are necessary for healing, because without them, we would die of infection. We need those white cells. They quickly surround and fight off any foreign substances, bacteria, splinters, or anything that's going on in your body, anything that tries to attack your body. And the white blood cells surround them, wall off those invaders. They actually attack the invaders in your body. And so they're an important part of our immune system. They help fight off viruses. They help fight off cancer. You've heard of the disease of AIDS. It used to be when AIDS first came out that people would die from it because they had no immune system. They didn't have the white cells, the kind of white cells that were necessary to fight off infections, so they died. So the white blood cells demonstrate the healing power of the blood. What about spiritually? Can the blood of Jesus bring healing? Yes, it can. We find that answer in Isaiah 53:5. And I like it in the King James Version. We learn from this verse that Christ's wounds and the shedding of his blood gives us both forgiveness and healing. That verse says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed." Praise the Lord. His precious blood has the power to heal us not just physically, but spiritually. That's the power of the blood to heal. David then speaks of this healing power in Psalms 103, verse 2. Who, that is God, forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. That same blood that cleanses our sin has the power to heal all of our diseases. Peter tells us in 1 Peter 2:4 about the power of the blood to heal. He said, who his own self, that is Jesus, bare our sins in his own body on the tree, by whose stripes we are healed. Okay, so we see from these verses that the blood of Jesus has power to heal us completely, body, soul, and spirit. Okay, now we get down to the third cell type in the bloodstream, and that's the platelets. They're also called thrombocytes. That word has to do with clotting. The main function of the platelets is to help stop bleeding. When injury occurs, the platelets clamp together and form a plug to stop the blood from leaking out. They are important in the formation of a clot. If you had heart disease, the doctor may tell you to take aspirin, which kind of it helps inhibit part of the platelet function so that you won't get a clot in your arteries and have a heart attack. That's the way aspirin works on the platelets. But the platelets are important because they have to do with the clotting in our bloodstream. This demonstrates the keeping power of the blood through its ability to form a seal. What does this mean to us spiritually? The same blood that Jesus shed that saves us and cleanses us is able to keep us. We find an example of the keeping power of the blood in Exodus chapter 12. Most of you know what this chapter is talking about. It's where the blood of the Passover lamb was applied to the doorposts to protect the lives of the firstborn, to keep them safe. The blood of the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, still keeps us today. It has keeping power. Jude tells us that in Jude 24. He said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. He's able to keep us and present us faultless, without sin. We've been cleansed and kept by the blood of Jesus. Well, the blood of Jesus also seals the covenant. We read that in Hebrews 9:20, which says, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined to you. What blood is he talking about? The blood of Jesus. Okay. Not the blood that was placed on the altar in the time of Moses and Aaron. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that's able to keep us. It's the blood of the covenant that seals the covenant. Also in Hebrews 9:12, we read this. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. It is that blood that sealed the covenant. So, we've now seen through the illustration of these three blood cell types in the physical body, in our bloodstream, that the blood of Jesus has purchasing power, cleansing power, healing power, keeping power, and power to seal the covenant. So because of this, we now have power to enter into God's presence. We can go into his presence. We can go beyond the veil. We have power to enter into God's presence, and Paul declared this in Hebrews 10:19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Is there anything you need? Enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. There's nothing that you need that cannot be taken care of, cleansed, purified by the blood of Jesus. You are kept, cleansed and kept by the blood of Jesus. We can come boldly to the throne of grace and find mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That's Hebrews 4:16. So yes, there is power in blood. Praise the Lord.